Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. Today's message is part 7 of a 7-part Lenten series entitled The Case for Christ, with today's message being entitled Verdict, Good News, an Easter message based off of John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. So let us dive into the Word today. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said,
"They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him."
Peter and the other disciple started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For until then, they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. Mary was standing outside the tomb crying, and she wept, and she stooped and looked in. She saw two white-robed angels, one sitting at the head, the other at the foot of the place where Jesus' body had been lying.
"Dear woman, why are you crying?"
the angels asked her.
"Because they have taken away my Lord,"
she replied.
"And I don't know where they have put him."
She turned to leave and saw someone standing there. It was Jesus, but she didn't recognize him.
"Dear woman, why are you crying?"
Jesus asked her.
"Who are you looking for?"
She thought he was the gardener.
"Sir,"
she said,
"if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him."
"Mary,"
Jesus said. She turned to him and cried out,
"Rabboni,"
which is Hebrew for teacher.
"Don't cling to me,"
Jesus said,
"for I haven't yet ascended to the Father. But go find my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God."
Mary Magdalene found the disciples and told them,
"I have seen the Lord."
Then she gave them his message. Amen. Today's message is the 7th in a series entitled The Case for Christ. Now, over the past 6 weeks, I have made the spiritual case for Christ, pointing out how lost, broken, and dead we are without Christ. What's more, 6 different people have shared with us how Christ has brought them into the resurrected life. So I am now here to proclaim to you the verdict. And friends, it is good news. Maranatha, he is risen. He is risen indeed. When I recorded this 4-hour social distancing version of church, I was standing right outside of a mausoleum in a cemetery that I live nearby. All of my life, I've been fascinated and haunted by death. I explained to you 2 weeks ago how I had gone through the grief process quite a bit growing up. As a teenager into goth rock, I used to visit cemeteries and capture rather macabre black and white photos. Just something I always like taking photos, and there's nothing cooler than going into a cemetery and taking really cool black and white photos. I discovered God's sense of humor when I realized the parsonage of my first appointment was literally right across from an old historic seminary. I find cemeteries to be peaceful, quiet places to walk around and contemplate. I often look at the names of the grave markers and wonder, who those people were. Have you ever done that? Each one of them was a human being, a story connected to many other stories, a life connected to many other lives. Each one had their strengths and weaknesses, their hopes and their fears, their loves and their dislikes. Each one knew both pleasure and pain. When I begin to contemplate the lives of those who are no longer with us as I walk around a cemetery, I find myself both in awe and also a bit sad. Why? Because those lives are no longer, and their markers remind me that mine one day will cease to be as well. We have all confronted death in our lives in some way, shape, or form. Most of us have also contemplated our own death, wondering, perhaps even fearing, what it would be like and how long from now it will be. Have you ever done that? And of course, unfortunately, there are also people who contemplate their death because they no longer want to live. The pain and suffering of this world feels too much for them to bear. In the scriptures, we find that Jesus and the disciples all confronted both the death of others and their own deaths as well. On Good Friday, we painstakingly experienced the loss of Jesus and how each of the disciples grieved that loss. In our scripture reading today, we see Jesus' disciple, yes, I said disciple, Mary Magdalene, coping with the loss of Jesus. And her way was not much different than my way of coping with death. She found herself walking to the tomb of the Christ. She had followed him for years, hung on his every word, found her true identity in him, and placed all her hope in him as her Lord. She went to the tomb to perform the Jewish custom of anointing his dead corpse. However, when she arrived, she was stunned, confused, and even horrified to find the tomb opened and his body not there. When she heard a voice call to her, she pled with him to tell her where her Lord's body was. But then she heard the voice a second time, this time intimately calling her name, Mary. This was not just any voice. This was the voice of her Lord Jesus Christ. She didn't second guess, but knew who was before her. And then he did something really fascinating. He sent her. You see, the word apostle means sent. Therefore, the risen Lord made Mary Magdalene the apostle to the apostles, for he sent her out as the first to proclaim to the others the verdict, the gospel, the good news. He is risen. He has conquered the grave. Friends, you have all joined with me the last several weeks and examined the evidence for our spiritual need for Jesus Christ. Now, on Easter Sunday, you are all with me at Christ's tomb. And unlike the tomb behind me, in the video that I recorded for this morning's church service, Christ's tomb is empty. He is risen. He has conquered the pain and suffering in this world. He has conquered sin and evil. He has conquered death and the grave. Now, don't get me wrong, all of those things still exist in this particular material reality we find ourselves in. But in the big picture, in the grand scheme of things, those things have already lost. They are no longer. They are temporal. We, because of Jesus Christ, are eternally alive with Him. He is risen, my friends. He is risen, and He is inviting you right here and right now to experience the resurrection for yourself. You see, resurrection isn't just a thing of the future, when bodies will rise up out of the grave, new and whole and eternal. But rather, resurrection is both a present and a future reality. And those who have Jesus within their hearts have the resurrection within their hearts and are living the resurrected life right now. Let's pause a moment and listen to Emmeline as she shares about her faith walk with her risen Lord.
When I felt like I've not been in good relationship with the Lord or haven't been in contact with God through prayer or through communication with other believers, I've really all of a sudden started just feeling like, wow, I feel really like separated from my spiritual life with God, and just an overwhelming desire to draw closer to God and to be more in His Word and more in prayer and in communion with other believers. It takes time and it takes dedication and it takes a lot of persistence on my part to be able to do that, and a lot of focus and removal of all these distractions that just life brings to you. Also, every time that I've, you know, made it a point to come back in prayer and in scripture and in communion with believers, I've again realized in my heart as well as my head how important that is the essential part of life, and without God and without faith in Christ, I have nothing. That my faith in Christ Jesus is literally the one and only most important thing that I could ever have in this life, and it would be the only thing that lasts from this life into eternity. So just being able to when I come back to God and being in His Word and prayer, knowing that, yes, this is where I want to be. Why did I ever, you know, forget? And why did I ever leave and lose faith or lose heart in Christ? When I've wanted to begin in communion with believers, I've sought out family, my parents, my friends, leaders that I have looked up to, and be they in my like specific church at the time or just people that I know. So I've sought them out to, you know, speak to for encouragement, to share our stories with, to share stories of faith with. Yeah, it's been like the people that I've held closest to me in my faith walk and in my life walk. When I gather with believers who are also musicians, and we perform together or worship together, like that is really special to me because it becomes so much more than the gifts that we have been given from God. The skills to play instruments or to sing or to make music together, it becomes, we are simply using the gifts God has given us to glorify Him, and that is our ultimate purpose more than just being musicians.
Just like Emmeline, we all can continue to walk with our Lord and grow in our faith. As Emmeline said, it does take time and effort on our part in order to maintain and grow in that relationship, just like it does any relationship. Tell me what relationship you haven't had to work to maintain. However, Jesus Christ conquered sin and death and will help us overcome those areas in our lives that are keeping us from truly experiencing the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friends, I challenge you to continue on in your spiritual practices. Part of the reason why I invited you to do that from day one of the series till now is because it takes many weeks to really develop those types of practices and make them a habit. And I hope that you truly have taken the time to do that. After all, we've got not much better to do at this point, right? We're all locked away in our houses. What better time to pull out the Bible and read it? What better time to get on our knees and pray? What better time to reach out on the phone and tell somebody we love them? What better time, my friends, to witness to the love of Jesus Christ? So I hope that you've taken this time to truly develop what will be the most important spiritual and even just the most important practices you could ever develop in your life. I challenge you to continue on in those practices and to continue to open your heart up to the Lord. If you do, then like Mary, you'll be given life anew and will be sent out to proclaim the good news. Friends, we're not just called to be disciples. We are sent as apostles. And we are sent to proclaim the good news. Maranatha, he is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, gracious God, we thank you and praise you for this opportunity to not only hear your word, your challenging word spoken to us today, but we are honored and privileged and thankful to be counted among the apostles, people who are sent out to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news of the conquering of death and sin and evil and all that is desperately wrong with this world. Lord, we are thankful to be counted among the first and greatest apostles, including Mary Magdalene, who witnessed you physically as well as spiritually. But Lord, we are thankful and we are ready to answer the call. Use us in ways that will bring your good news of hope, of healing, and of wholeness, of life eternal, and of everlasting love to all people. Help us, Lord, to accept the reality of being sent into the world to proclaim your good news. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Friends, happy Easter. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And I'm so glad that you tuned in to listen to this podcast. So remember that every Sunday, this is Easter Sunday, but really every Sunday is Easter. Every Sunday we are proclaiming the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So let us carry this message not only today, but through all time. And remember that we are called to be sent into the world to proclaim the good news. I'd like to invite you to check out the podcast notes. You'll find the link to view Emmeline. I was tempted to put that as the Case for Christ worship series quarantine edition, but I decided to leave the quarantine edition out. Indeed, by the time Emmeline and I got to record it, she was at home and I was at home, and we were doing it over social media, over FaceTime. So It was a good thing to be able to record with her, and I hope you'll check that out. But in the meantime, friends, I want to remind you that you are richly blessed so that you may be a blessing to others. Go in peace.